The area of Medina was also populated by a number of Jewish tribes. The Muslims already felt a close affinity with these people of the book. As the coming of the Prophet had been foretold in the Torah, God had said to Moses,
"I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren, like unto thee, and I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I shall command him."
Who in the Old Testament were the brethren of the sons of Israel, if not the sons of Ishmael? Who else could have been the prophet like unto Moses? Who was more similar to him than the prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And according to the sayings of Jesus, the prophecy was also fulfilled.
"If I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, he will be sent unto you. He will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatever he shall hear, that shall he speak."
Up to this time, Muslims had even prayed in the same direction as the people of the book, facing the holy city of Jerusalem. The believers were now ordered to turn their faces for prayer towards the holy mosque in Mecca, the Kaaba. This historic change in the direction of the prayer symbolized the distinction and honor given to the new Muslim Ummah. As the Muslims were returning to the original faith of Abraham, so in prayer they turned to the first house of Allah erected by him. Apart from the people of the book, the Meccan chiefs too were displeased. They were still determined to wipe out the new Muslim community and were plotting to attack Medina. But now, at last, after years of persecution and torture, permission was given by Allah for Muslims to defend themselves.